ideally, the state spending plan would have been finished yesterday. But if a balanced spending plan isn't agreed to by Monday, April 9th, that's sine die, this session will have to be extended.
Senate President Mike Miller warned his chamber of a budget impasse at the start of the day's session. And he later repeated that since conferees are so far apart, the General Assembly may have to extend the April 9th adjournment date. The last time the General Assembly extended a session was in 1992, and that was for 4 days. After a budget was hammered out, they called a one-day special session to agree on a capital budget. House and Senate budget negotiators began meeting Monday to work out differences in their spending plans. The Senate version would raise the bulk of revenue from an across-the-board personal income tax increase. The House proposal starts with filers earning $100,000 or more. The plans also differ in how quickly they shift the cost of teacher pensions to local jurisdictions. The Senate wants it done in 3 years, the House in 4. Some House members dismissed the Senate president's warning, suggesting it was a ploy to finish the budget so that there would be time to work on other high-profile legislation.
As a matter of routine, the governor has issued an executive order extending the session if necessary, and if it is necessary, lawmakers will only be allowed to work on the budget and no other pieces of legislation.